Dance. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, April 4th, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. But of course, it is Thursday, which means we've got a special guest joining us. Joining us now from the Times Independent staff is reporter Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. Again, another edition of the Times Independent available now for free. If you've got a P.O. box in the Moab area, you can get it at newsstands and available online at moabtimes.com. Tell us what's in this latest edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah, certainly. Our biggest story this week on A1 is a profile I wrote of the Hayduke Trail, which I called Southern Utah's most backbreaking route. This is an 800-mile backcountry backpacking slash hiking trail that travels from Arches to Zion National Parks, also traveling through the Mighty Five in Utah and Grand Canyon National Park in northern Arizona.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. I wasn't familiar with it. Tell us a little bit about, is that completely backcountry? I mean, are there stops in Flagstaff or anything like that, or is it all backcountry?
It's pretty much all backcountry. It doesn't go through Flagstaff. I think Moab might be the only town or city that's like directly on the trail. That being said, though, and it does kind of fly under the radar because it's not really an official route. Like, it's not in the kind of national scenic trail system that includes like the Appalachian Trail and the Pacific Crest Trail. But all of that being said, you know, the route is more of a collection of routes rather than like a single hiking trail. So a lot of the folks who do the hike will kind of make alterations to travel through towns or to find food caches, things like that. There are all sorts of ways you can and kind of need to alter the trail to make it honestly survivable because it is just so grueling.
Yeah, pretty incredible. So you wrote a bit about that. Imagine, did you speak with someone who's done it?
Yeah, I spoke with two folks who have done it, and then also one of the founders who's done it a few times. That man's name is Mike Coronella. He's actually a longtime Grand County resident. He just retired from Grand County Search and Rescue. And we had some really interesting discussions about the founding of the trail back in 1998 with his friend Joe Mitchell. I spoke with Alex Meyer and Andrew Skirka, the latter of whom is a pretty famous backcountry athlete, both of whom have completed the trail. It takes most people 2 to 3 months. Most folks do it in the spring, and it sounds like just an incredible and harrowing experience, kind of no matter when you do it.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, that's pretty incredible. So that's on the front page there. You got a lot of other news on the front page in the interior of this edition of the Times Independent. What else is going on in Moab?
Yeah, it's spring, which means it is the launch of Moab City's budget season. Their fiscal year turns over July 1st, and City Council just heard a presentation on the draft budget for next year. They're set to adopt it in late May after, you know, more workshops and meetings and at least one public hearing.
Oh, very good. So, of course, that's an important part of life in Moab. What else is going on in the area?
Yeah, my editor, Doug McMurdo, wrote an interesting story on a lawsuit that is challenging the legality of the National Park Service's increasing use of the cashless fee system at parks and monuments. There are something like 30 around the country now that don't accept cash any longer for their entrance fees. You have to use like a credit or a debit card. And a trio of plaintiffs from, let's see, California, New York, and Georgia all tried to enter a park or monument with cash, were turned away, and are now suing the National Park Service, saying that the law is unconstitutional. Or not the law, excuse me, the practice.
Sure. Huh. That's really interesting. I know that was news that they announced so long ago that they were, trying to get the word out, and the word is definitely out now, I guess.
Certainly, yeah, and I know this came to the attention of our readers a few weeks ago, probably yours as well, because Hovenweep and Natural Bridges just announced recently that they are transitioning to a cashless fee system, and we actually had a letter writer write in and ask how this could be legal, so that's kind of part of the thing that spurred Doug to report on the lawsuit, is because it is, you know, so important to the state and this part of the state specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. Well, very interesting. Well, you've got a lot of news, as always, in the Times independent. There's obviously a lot of news in the interior, opinion, like you say, you hear from folks quite a bit, lots of photos as well. What else would you like to highlight this morning before we let you run, Sophia?
I know, I'm flipping through, there's so much. Public health officials are warning of a measles outbreak in the country, so that's on, I believe, A2 this week. You could check that out to see, you know, what vaccinations you need and make sure to, make sure you have had the immunizations that are necessary. It's a scary disease.
Yeah, absolutely. And crazy that, that an outbreak could be coming. So definitely check that story out. Well, very good. Again, there's a lot to check out, as always, in the latest edition of the Times Independent. We've been speaking with reporter Sophia Fisher, who does a great job bringing some of that preview. Again, you can get it throughout the area and online at moabtimes.com. Sophia, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Very good. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break, hear from some sponsors, and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
It's the 24th Annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques, and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-0233. 1958, brought to you by Rawhide Auctions. Right on in
Rawhide. It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, and Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our red-hot buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, in Cortez.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle now. And how are we doing today, Bill?
Doing good. How are you doing, David?
Good.
Yeah. Man, what a day yesterday.
Oh, that was so nice.
So beautiful. Yeah. So beautiful.
Yep.
Just a hint of what's to come.
Yep. Yeah, we'll see.
We may have to fight through some bad weather to get there, but man, it was nice. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great day up here in Monticello. Maybe even been hot in those lower countries, maybe.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, what we anticipate dealing with here pretty soon, but what a day. What a day. Well, I tell people, don't start on the Hayduke Trail. That is quite a trail. It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, don't start this afternoon and hope to finish it today.
It
stretches incredible through all the Mighty Five, into Grand Canyon, and of course everywhere in between Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. These new National Monuments, Bears Ears, and Grand Staircase, and that is quite a place. Quite an adventure on the Hayduke Trail.
Yeah, I'm looking on the trail. I don't see a spot where you're supposed to take your Jeep over off the side of a cliff once you get down. I don't see a spot to steal a Flagstaff police officer's car, so I don't know how accurate to the book the trail is, but certainly a big trail, and yeah, pretty incredible feat to, you know, to do any sort of, you know, multi-hundred mile hike is impressive, but the Red Rock Country is not an easy place
not
to
for the
be
faint
outside.
Of heart. Yeah. I think if you are, you can call yourself a warrior if you've traveled the entire length of the Hayduke Trail, and you can call yourself lucky if you've just traveled one of the sections of it, because some pretty spectacular country. There's 14 sections, and all of them pretty significant. And I think, like she said, that Moab is really the only town that you'll go in. You'll be in the backcountry. Yeah. Anyway, I'm very intrigued by this Hayduke Trail and jealous of those who are able to do it, but I'm
not enough to
not enough
do
to
anything
do it.
About. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's fun to bounce along some of these areas you can go on in a four-wheel drive. But, pretty cool country.
Yeah,
I'm anxious to see to read that story, because it has really captured the imagination of people. These hiking trails, and of course, I think the Hayduke's probably one of the wildest you can go on.
Yeah, no doubt. Very interesting. Yeah, good reporting there. Interesting story there from the Times Independent and Sophia Fisher. So definitely check that out. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Some big news out of the Empire Electric co-op area, where Empire Electric's made the announcement they plan to return $1.68 million in capital credits to its members. Funds will be distributed as bill credits or mailed as checks in April of this year, so this month. Empire Electric's Josh Dellinger, the general manager, said in a statement that any revenue remaining after all expenses have been paid in a fiscal year are termed margins. Margins are allocated to members who took service from the cooperative during the fiscal year and are placed into a patronage capital account in each member's name. This energy company is a co-op, it's owned by the clients, and so, like a business that you buy stock in, you might get a dividend. This is the same thing, but also as the client, you're not just interested in taking whatever wealth you can out of a company. Empire Electric, of course, builds up infrastructure, and if they do it well enough that they've got a return, they can give it as credits or checks to members. So $1.68 million in capital credits coming to Empire Electric Association co-op members. That announced just yesterday, and so I'll be looking for that credit on your bill, I guess, here later in the month. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some news on the Navajo Nation, the Dana Hoso chapter receiving a new truck through ARPA funds, a report by Jarvis Williams to the Navajo Times about the new truck to the chapter house. Dana Hoso chapter manager Marcellin Smith Williams said that the process was not easy, but that they got it done. Again, they were able to use some ARPA funds to get a needed truck to help service the chapter there in northern Arizona. And there's a tip, too, in southern Utah as well, the Dana Hoso chapter. So if you're interested in that, you can read more about it in the latest edition of the Navajo Times, also available online at navajotimes.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yes, services for Barbara Hall Pearson will begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday morning at the Monticello Cemetery. Barbara, age 79, of Monticello and Mexican Hat, passed away in March. And a celebration of life for Claudia Bissett, age 70, of Moab, will be held on Saturday, April 13th. At 2 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. And again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have lots of news and happenings for you. We've got An Artful Life with Ellen Williams. We'll send you over to that and be back with more news and happenings on 92.7.
The Navajo people are deeply spiritual people. One of their rituals used in healing ceremonies is Navajo sand painting, also called dry paintings. They are called places where the gods come and go. They are used in curing ceremonies in which the gods' help is requested for harvest and healing. A skilled medicine man is called to help heal and while there creates a sand painting. I think of the steady hand, the exact release of colored sands in creating sacred mountains where the gods live, legendary visitations, or they illustrate dances or chants before the rituals. The chanter selects those symbols that will best heal the patient, never using the entire repertoire of paintings on a single occasion. In the two-night chant, one sand painting is made, while the 4 days of nine-night ceremonial would have sand paintings. After the chanter performs a ritual to enhance the absorption of its healing powers, immediately after, the remains of the paintings are taken outside north of the Hogan, where they are returned to the earth. Part of this reason is because the painting has absorbed the illness or problem of the person, and it's toxic. The sand painting heals because it serves as a pathway for the mutual exchange of illness and the healing power of the holy people. It is a ritual in which the patient and the supernatural dramatically interact, establishing the patient's correct relationship with the world of the holy people. This is a dynamic, living, sacred entity that enables a patient to transform their mental and physical state by focusing on the powerful mythical symbols. The closest I have ever been to a sand painting is in galleries with exorbitant prices. They are truly great works of art. One of the reasons I am sharing this is because my neighbor has given me permission to share her sand painting story. By the way, she's a Bilagana. Her parents were traders close to Gallup, New Mexico. Her father was deeply trusted and many times was invited to a healing ceremony. He insisted on taking his children. After many years of watching the medicine man create these marvelous works of art, my friend decided she was going to do her own sand painting. She was between 8 and 10 years old. But she didn't have any colored sand. So she did what a creative child would do. She took colorful Jell-O off the store shelves. It had a nice, grainy consistency to it, and proceeded to create her version of sand painting. Her mother was horrified at what she had done. Father was forced to discipline her. But later, her father added, "That was a pretty good-looking sand painting."
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one, too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
A big welcome from all the folks at the Moab CarQuest Auto Parts to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. While you're here, there'll be lots of fun and lots of chances for things to break. If you're in the market for some vehicle TLC, come see Clark at CarQuest Auto Parts. He's got almost 50 years of automotive expertise and the experience to solve any of your off-road problems. CarQuest is backed by Advance Auto Parts, the largest distribution network in the industry. The Moab CarQuest Auto Parts, locally owned, community driven.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
April 13th, New Mexico's premier mixed martial arts organization, Fight World Combat Sports, presents Fight World 34, live at Ute Mountain Casino. A spectacular night of live mixed martial arts featuring Carlos Pacheco, Austin Ford, Gabe Vanelli, Sterling Woods, and many more. Doors open at 6, fight 7 p.m. Visit UteMountainCasino.com for more information. Don't miss Fight World 34, Saturday, April 13th at Ute Mountain Casino. Fight World Combat Sports, where anything can happen.
A big welcome to all who are in Moab for the Easter Jeep Safari from the folks at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts. We know a lot of you may need repairs during your visit. Canyonlands Napa is ready with parts on hand or next day service for anything you need to keep you on the trail. Canyonlands Napa is easy to find at 200 South, next to the state liquor store. Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts, the place for all your fluids, tools, and fixes.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, April 4th, 2024, 9:31 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition.
And that song we just heard, Tragedy by the Bee Gees, was the number one song in 1979, 45 years ago today. Tragedy became the fifth of six consecutive number ones for the Bee Gees. It's incredible. They were on a roll, that's for sure. Tying the record with the Beatles for the most consecutive number ones. Today in history, Los Angeles was incorporated on this day in 1850. There were 1,600 people in Los Angeles on that day.
Oh, so less people than in Monticello today.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you just need to look 150 years down the line, and L.A. County has 9.7 million people in it today.
Wow.
So
crazy.
Pretty impressive growth, or pretty depressive growth, too, depending upon your perspective. NATO was formed on this day in 1949, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization that's still in effect now. Ben-Hur won 11 Academy Awards on this day in 1960. That was the biggest haul in Academy Award history up until that time. On this day in 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. Today is National Burrito Day. Burritos first started to be offered in restaurants in the 1930s, 1934. So I guess the burrito's 90 years old today. The frozen burrito was invented in 1956, and breakfast burritos were introduced in Santa Fe in 1975. The word burrito means little donkey, and it may reference the packs and bedrolls that donkeys once carried. That's a burrito. Anyway, kind of cool. No forks required with a burrito, so today you can celebrate National Burrito Day and won't get any forks dirty. It's National Jeep 4x4 Day today, coming on the heels of the Moab Easter Jeep Safari. They started production in 1941 in the Army, became very popular during World War II. The first commercial Jeep, the Willys Jeep, became available to the public in 1945. Today is also National Hug a Newsperson Day. Really?
So, wow.
Man, we're just desperate for for positive interactions.
I guess so.
So hug a news person day today.
You know, you don't have to practice that as long as you also don't practice punch a news person day today. We'll take a trade off.
It's, you know, I carefully looked, and there is not a national punch a news person day.
Oh, good.
So
good to hear.
Quite a few birthdays today. Robert Downey Jr. is 59 years old today. Just won his first Academy Award for his work in Oppenheimer. His first movie was in 1970 when he was 5 years old. His father was a movie director. He's first nominated for an Academy in 1992 for his work in Chaplin 32 years ago. Of course, Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark and Sherlock Holmes and lots of other movies. The late Heath Ledger was born on this day in 1979. He would be 45, but he died in 2008. He was just 28 years old. Music producer Clive Davis is 92 years old today, and actress Estelle Harris, who played George Costanza's mother in Seinfeld, is 96 years old today. So happy birthday. William Henry Jackson, a renowned landscape photographer who was on several expeditions which explored the Red Rock Country, was born on this day in 1843. For millions of people, their first views of this spectacular country was through the photography of William Henry Jackson. So that's kind of a cool day. And television writer David Kelly, who was known for creating popular series such as Doogie Howser, Chicago Hope, Picket Fences, The Practice, Boston Legal, and many others, is 68 years old today. Local birthdays today for Donna Jensen. Happy birthday, Donna. Michelle Sondrager, and Rhett Sifford, the voice of the Broncos, our smooth and clear voice on Red Rock 92.
Yeah. Glad we have Rhett.
StreamUtah.live.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Rhett.
Yeah. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope you have a nice day. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that. And be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist and an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomah role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatio, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look at some sports news now, shall we? Taking a look at local sports. Looks like the Grand County baseball team got a couple wins yesterday in Colville over North Summit. Beat them 20-1 in the first game and 13-3 in the second. So nice work there by the Red Devils. And also, got the regional sports now, taking a look at the regional sports teams in action yesterday. I believe we had one NBA team. Yeah, the Phoenix Suns beating the Cleveland Cavaliers yesterday, 122-101. Devin Booker with 40 points in the win for the Suns. And also tonight, looks like the Denver Nuggets are in Los Angeles taking on the Clippers. That's going to tip off at 8 o'clock. Finally, looking at some Major League Baseball, the Diamondbacks lost to the Yankees yesterday, 6-5. Today they are in Atlanta taking on, that's tomorrow they'll be in Atlanta taking on the Braves. Colorado Rockies, meanwhile, they are 1-6. They lost to the Cubs yesterday. They're also off today as well. So that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.